We're doing brachos. We're up to the beginning of the third chapter. Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Mi shemeto mutar lefanav. Someone who has his deceased, and the Gemara is going to define for us what does meto, his deceased, mean. The simple meaning is it's a relative that he is responsible for burial. So when that relative is placed before him, which also the Gemara will define, what does it mean placed before him? Patul, then he is absolved from his obligations of mi kriyat shma, from reading shma. U min hatfila u min atfilin, the Bach erases the words u min atfila. U mikol mitzvot amurot b'Torah, and all mitzvot in the Torah. So that obviously doesn't mean that. Doesn't mean he could go around killing, because he has a relative that died, right? His obligations. He's given a break from his obligations because he's busy with one mitzvah, so he's absolved from the others. Nosei amita, those who carry the bed that the body is placed on. Vechilufeyen, vechilufey, chilufeyen. And those that carry it next, and then the ones after that, because this is considered a very, very big mitzvah. Carrying the bed is a real chesed shelemis. You're never going to get, that person ain't coming back to carry anything for you. So that's chesed shelemis. So ordinarily the custom was that people would exchange. Everyone would want their shot at doing the mitzvah.
Not if family members paid back.
All right, that's a very, very good point. Still a big mitzvah. You're right, the Gemara elsewhere says like you just said. Those that are waiting in line, they're ahead of the bed, it's still going to come to them. And those that are behind the bed, they already carried it. So we say like this. And those that are in front of the bed, and they're needed to carry the stretcher that the body's on, they're absolved from their obligations. And those that are behind the bed, even though they're still necessary, but being that they did their obligation, so they'll need them later. So we say, okay, they're not absolved, they're chayavin. So let them pull off and say shema, and then they'll come back. They're needed, okay, but they already did their obligation. So that needs work, that's Rashi says. They fulfilled their obligations to the deceased. It's as though there's an obligation to the deceased to carry his body, and they did that already. So they're chayav.
Why are they still needed?
They'll still need them now. I guess some levayas have only five people there. I've been at levayas where no one took the body, where I took the body all alone.
One person?
Yeah.
How can you do that?
Today they have him on a dolly, yeah. You carry him on wheels, yeah. I've been at levayas where no one had this concept of doing it, so I got the whole mitzvah myself. Out of respect for the deceased, I didn't let go because there was no one to take over. Okay. Eilu ve'eilu p'turin min ha'tfila. Being that tfila is not biblical, so they're both potter from tfila. Now we know that's a machlokas Rambam Ramban, whether tfila is doraisa or not, but okay, once a day is doraisa. So this tfila is not doraisa. So he might still have time to daven. So they're both potter from tefillah. Be it those in front, those in back. Kavrut emet v'chazru. After the burial, they come back. And then they had a custom that the mourner would stand, and they'd have two lines of people walking past him and comforting him, saying words of comfort. And that's what was called the shura. So on their way back from the grave, they would do this just outside the cemetery. So the rule is like this. That's a mitzvah to go and comfort him. Im yecholim natchil veligmor, if they could start and conclude shema, ad shelo yagiu lashura, before they reach their turn in the line to comfort him, yatchilu. So then let them begin shema. Vim lav, and if they won't be able to complete, so then lo yatchilu, they shouldn't even start. Ha'omdim bashura, those that are already in line, הפנימיים פטורים והחיצוניים חייבים. The people who are on the innermost, they're the ones that are already going to stand face to face with the Avel, they're pater from Shema. Those that are on the outer lines, so They're not seeing the Avil yet. They can say Shema. Gemara. We said in the Mishnah, Mishemeto Mutal Lefanav, when he's placed before him. And so the Gemara is Medayek, Mutal Lefanavin, Mishino Mutal Lefanav, lo? Only when he's placed before him. Let's say a person's relative passed away and he's in the other house. So then he does read Shema, then he is chayv in all the mitzvos. Veremini, I'll throw at you a contradiction. It says, Mishmeito Mutal Lefanav Ochel Bebayit Achir. What? You don't sit in the same house and eat. It looks like you're mocking him. Ah, so he died. I can still have a good meal and make my blessings and everything. Ain't no bayit acher, but if he doesn't have an alternate house, ochel bevet chavero. So go to your friend's house. Ain't no bayit chavero, sem chitza veochel. So you make some kind of mechitza. Ain't no davar lasot mechitza, machzir panav veochel. So then he turns around. Ain't no mesev veochel. Ain't no ochel basar. Ain't no shote yain. He doesn't sit down and sit on a sofa to have his meal. And he doesn't eat these fancy foods of meat and wine. Ve'nom varech. And he doesn't make benching. Ve'nom zemen. And he doesn't do zimen. He doesn't say amotzi and he doesn't say birkas amozon. Ve'n mevachin alav. He's not included in a zimen if others are eating there too. Ve'n mezamnin alav. They don't make a birchas amotzi on his behalf. They don't make a benching on his behalf, and he's not part of a zimun. Shabbat, if someone, God forbid, lost a relative on Shabbos, so then you can't do anything about it. So then, he could have the time of his life. Rashbag omer, mishtoch shenitchayev be'eilu, nitchayev be'kulan. Okay. So Rashbag says, once you're chayiv in all these, benching and everything else, so you're chayiv in everything. One second, what didn't Tana Kama say you're chayiv in everything? Tana Kama says, you eat meat, you eat wine, you bench, it's chayiv in all the mitzvos. Along comes Rashbag and says, well, if you're chayiv in these, you're chayiv in everything. Isn't that what it just said? It said he's chayiv in all the mitzvos of the Torah. So Rabbi Yochanan explained, the question is, what about private mitzvos? The mitzvah of Ona, the mitzvah on Friday night that he owes it to his wife to be intimate with her. Does he have that mitzvah now? Or do we say no? Publicly, Shabbos overrides. Publicly, he doesn't mourn on Shabbos. You don't desecrate Shabbos in honor of mourning. But privately, who knows the difference? So privately, he should still forgo the Tashmish Amita. Now, this was all a quote. K'tani miyat, patum k'atshom nafam nantirinim konzot amhot patorah. The Braisa did say that he's potter from everything, even though the relative is in a different house. It says you go to a different house, and even so you're potter. So how come our Mishnah said, Mutal lifanav, seemingly indicating only when the deceased is directly in front of him is he potter, whereas we see from the Braisa that even if the deceased is in another house, he's still potter from all the mitzvos. Amar Rav Papa, Tirgema, Amachzir Panav Ve'Ochel. So Rav Papa says, well, who says? Maybe the Brice means, if he's in the same room and he turns around to eat his meal, then he's potter from all the mitzvos. Rav Ashi Amar, Kivan Shemutal Lav Lekovro, Kemutal Lefanav Dami. Rav Ashi says, when it says Mutal Lefanav, it doesn't have to be literally placed before him. The fact that the obligation is upon him to bury that relative, that's considered that it's placed before him. Shneimar, Vayakom Avraham, Me'al Penei Meto, Neimar, Vekpira Metim Lefanav. Kol Zman Shemutal Lav Lekovro, Kemutal Lefanav Dami. It says Avram left Sarah after she passed away to go and talk to Bnei Chet. And he words it, he says, let me bury my deceased from before me. So you see, even though she's not directly before him, the responsibility is referred to as the deceased being placed upon him. Notice that Rashi, in the end of the previous Amar, Einom Varech and Einom Zamen, repeatedly adds the words, Einot Sarich. And that's a big machlokes Rishonim. May he do these mitzvos, like Rashi says, he's just not obligated to? Or the way other Rishonim learn, and the way we rule in Halacha, he may not do it. We don't let him make a bracha. We say, that's not your job right now. You be focused on taking care of what you have to. You have to eat a sandwich, eat it, but don't make a bracha. Not like Rashi. Rashi seems to say, he could do these mitzvos, he's just not obligated.
And we possibly, that even if he's not right in front of you,
technically, yes, but again, halacha lemaisa, you'll learn when you learn these halachas and moed katan.